Hey, hope all is good. Today's daf is Ksuba's daf Samech. We're here at the last line of New Testament base by the two dots. Imhaya Makira, it's not actually a quote from our Mishnah, but it's the quote from a Brisa that we quoted yesterday, right at the end of yesterday, that we had mentioned that if the father and mother of the child, of a baby, get divorced, so then one of the things we said that in general that a wife has to do is nurse the child. If they got divorced, then the husband cannot force. Right, in Okofa, we'd say that he can't force the mother, who is now no longer his wife, to nurse the kid. But if the kid knows his mother, so then, and obviously the point is that Rashi says here, fills in the blanks, right? What's the problem? That he won't nurse from anyone else, or she won't nurse from anyone else. So then the husband is forced to pay money, right? And she pay her as a wet nurse, and then she is forced to nurse the baby, because we don't want it to die. So Gemara says, ad kama, right? And just basically, based on that whole discussion, we're gonna basically spend the entire day talking about nursing. So the Gemara says, ad kama, Rashi explains, kama chodashim islay lemeimar, she yodeh lehakira milinek meisha acharis. Meaning, how long does it take, right, for a child to latch onto its mother, and then will no longer nurse, right, from anyone else? So a bunch of shitas, a bunch of opinions. Amarava, Amarav Yirmiya, Barava, Marav, Shloshe Chadashim, either 3 months, Shmuel, Amar, Shloshim Yom, 30 days, Rabbi Yitzchak, Amarav Yochanan, Chamishim Yom, 50 days, Amarav Shimi Barabai, Halacha, Rabbi Yitzchak, Shamar Mishim, Rabbi Yochanan, right? Again, the halacha is 50 days. Bishlam is a Gemara, says, I understand. Bishlam, Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Kochad, Vachad, Kiku, Chorfe. Right? Both of them, right? Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are talking about different levels, they're not really arguing. They're basically just, you know, different levels of chachma or ability of the child. How in the world are you going to find a kid, right, who already recognizes its mother in 30 days? Rashi says it just doesn't happen. So the Gemara says, "Ki aser Rami Bar Yecheskel lo titzay tzinhu lahani klali." Right? You see, when Rami Bar Yecheskel came, right, to Bavel, he said, no, don't listen to all this stuff. The Chayil Yehuda Achim is Shmei the Shmuel. Hach Yamar Shmuel. That my brother Yehuda learned by Shmuel, and he said, "Call us Meshem Akira." No, it's not 30 days. I don't know what you're talking about. Shmuel never said that. Shmuel really said that whenever the kid recognizes the child, so then that's when the time is. The Gemara says, or implies, the question is, how do you determine that? So Gemara has a story. Right, he decided to command the Shmuel. There was a woman who came in front of Shmuel. Rashi says, Grusha v'lohais arut lehenik, right? Again, it was a woman who was divorced, and she didn't want to nurse the baby. And Amar Leh Rav Dibi Bar Yosef, Zil Batka, he said, you do a check. Check and see if the kid knows its mother, and if it does, so then she has to nurse it, because otherwise it won't nurse from anybody else. Azil, he went, and Osve, and he put Bidari Dinashi, took a bunch of women, Shakli Livra, Vekamahadele Alai, and he kind of like passed the baby from one mother, one woman, to the next. Came up to the Gaba, when he came to the mother, so Havaka Masavi Lapa, the kid was looking at her face, right? It was, I guess, staring, and Kivashtini Leina Minye, and she kind of looked away from him because she didn't want to be recognized as the mother. So I'm really sure enough. Right, Rav Dimi sat there in the tofe, Nayach kum dari breich, right here, pick your eyes up, right, this is your kid, and you have to nurse him. Even though the husband's going to pay for it, but you have to nurse him. Suma minale, eyes, so tell me, it's a looking thing, so what about a blind kid? Some Rashi says, breich v'daima, right, with the smell and the taste. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Chazal, Yonik, even though it sounds a little bit weird, Yonik tinok v'olich adesim v'arba chodesh. Right, 24 months. A kid can nurse up until 24 months. Kama ilach kiyonik sheketz. After that, it's as if, right, he's nursing from a sheketz, something that's disgusting. But again, as we'll have a halach discussion here, human milk is not treif, but it's weird, for lack of a better word. Right, it's not asur midaraisa, but it's like he's eating a sheketz. Not actually eating a sheketz. So we'll see exactly if it's asur midaraisa or whatever, etc. That's the Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yoshua Omer Afil Arba V'Chamish Shanim, right? Even 4 or 5 years, which again sounds weird, but even 4 or 5 years. Perish L'Achar Esim V'Arba Chodesh V'Chazar. But if he stopped after 24 months, it wasn't straight. If after 24 months, and the kid stopped nursing for a little bit, so then Kionik Shechet, then it is already a little bit disgusting for him to continue and go, or her to go back and nurse again. Amar Ma, Kiman Kan Ve'eluk Yoni Shagetz, again, as we said before, nursing afterwards, right, after 24 months, I say, for example, that is already disgusting. Urumin he asks Yusira, Yochi Cholev Mehalche Shtayim Tameh, you might have thought that human milk is treif. If it didn't, it makes sense, because Ma Behem Hashem Kaltam Biv Maga, Hechmar Tebe Chalava. Because just like by an animal, right, that is treif, touching the animal while it's alive, that there's no tumah, yet its milk is treif. Right, so adam, but by a person, shechmarta b'mago, right, you can touch a person and become tameh, right? Certain cases, nida, zava, tameh meis, etc. So eno din shetachmi b'chalav. So certainly, its milk should be treif. Right, for the Pasuk says, no, it's not true. It's a gamal, kimalegi rahu. Right, it's the gamal, it's the camel's milk that's treif. Who tamei vein chalav mahachishtayim tamei elatar. Right, it's tamei, but human milk, right, is not tamei. Right, so yacho, you might have thought otzi is a chalav she'enu shavu bakol. For lo otzi is a dam shu shavu bakol. You might have thought that again that you should therefore make human milk treif, but not. Human milk should be kosher, but not blood, or human blood. Tamalomar, who? Therefore, the Pasuk says, who? Who, Tameh, that the blood of these animals are also to you? And human blood is not necessarily treif. We'll see that's not entirely true in a second, but okay, whatever. Famar of Shesh, says, Afilu mitzvah prusha inbo, right? There's not even a dinder abon. Again, against drinking human milk. So why is it kesheketz? That's the whole kasha. The whole question is, why is it kesheketz? Why is it as disgusting? Of course, it's low kasha. Parish, other low parish. No, if the baby has already stopped nursing, so then it's mutter. If it hasn't stopped nursing, so then, I'm so sorry. I mean, if it's milk that's coming from straight from the woman, from the breast itself, so that's already disgusting. But if it's been taken out, so then it is mutter. I mean, if it's already been nursed and it's in a cup, so then it's mutter. It's not appropriate. If it's being, I guess, sucked exactly right straight from the breast. The chalufa for the dam, and the opposite is true by blood. Right, again, we said that if it's been taken out of the woman, if it's in a cup and separated, so then it is mutter. And if it's not, if it's been straight from the breast, so then it is. Then that's what we're talking about. That is disgusting. That is usher. I mean, they're abanim. And the opposite is true by blood, though. Right? The tanya was learned there. But I said, "Dam shal ki gavi kikar." If there's blood on a piece of bread, then goro va'ochla, you got to scrape it off. But shibein shinayim, if for whatever reason your gums are bleeding from brushing your teeth or whatever, so motzo v'nechoshesh, you can just suck on it, right? Suck it out and not swallow it. That's not sucking off your thumb, but sucking from inside your mouth. It's right. Shaila, what the deal is if it's like on your hand or whatever. But right, Pasha says. It might be mutter, right? There's a whole discussion. It might be mutter to suck blood in your hand, but the Gemara gives specifically the example of blood that's still in your body. But okay, Seder. But either way, that's right. The blood that's still attached to the body, so that would be still mutter. Let's just say it like that. Amar Maramar said, Rav Yishu Omer Afilu Arba V'Chamesh Shoshanim. V'Chamesh Shoshanim. V'Atanya Ay Dimulan the Brayz Rav Yishu Omer Afilu Chal V'Lasu Akseifazo. Akseifav, right? Didn't Rav Yishu say that you can nurse even if a kid is already doing heavy lifting? So the Gemara says, yeah, Yidiv Yidiv Chashirahu, that's the same sheet though. Right? Amar Rav Yosef Halach Rav Yishu, and sure enough, Halach is like your Rav Yishu. Tanya Mulan the Brayz Rav Marinos Omer. Goneach, someone who is sick, right? Someone who is complaining, is groaning. Yoni Chalav B'Shabbos can nurse, and this is not from a woman, but can drink, and I guess can nurse milk from a goat as Rashi says, on Shabbos. My time, why is that? Meaning, theoretically, nursing, taking milk out of an udder is aser, because Yoni Mefarik Kalachar Yad. But nursing is Mefarik, which is a told of Dosh. And then that's taking it out, but the kalachar, yeah, that's also midir rabban. Mishum tzar logazu midir rabban. If a person is in pain, someone is sick, right? So there's no din midir rabban that's also to do mafar kalachar yad if there's someone who is sick. I'm Rav Yosef halacha Rav Marinos, and sure enough, that's the halacha. Tani will end in a breisa. Nachum ish galia, right? Not Nachum ish gamzu, but Nachum ish galia. Omer he says tzuner sha'alo bo kaskasin. And a person, if whatever has a gutter, in his house that's got stuff with grass and stuff and stuff with leaves. So he can push it down with his foot. Jesus is not concerned, right? He doesn't have to worry that he's being Michal Shabbos. My time, isn't it Metakin? So no, it's Metakin Kalachar Yad. It's only Drabana. Where you're not doing it, you're not actually fixing it. You're clearing the gutter, which is quote unquote fixing the house. Okay, it's me Drabana. And you're doing Kalachar Yad. You're doing it in a strange way. Makam Seda, and if you have a loss, right? If apparently we're nervous that the something's going to flood. So, right, lo goes Rebbe Rabbanan, there's no Isser Rabbanan, never Rav Yosef, sure enough, same discussion, right, halacha kenachum ishkalia, right, that is, in fact, the halacha. Perish lachar esrim v'arba chodesh v'chazer kiyonek shakets. Right, again, we said if the kid nursed for 24 months and then stepped away and then goes back, that's disgusting. Kama, how long is the step away period? So, Rav Yehuda, Baruch, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel, Rav Shloshi Yomim, 3 days. Some people say that Tani, that actually taught, the Brisa that said this, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chaviva committed Shmuel Shloshi Yomim, that I actually taught in a Brisa. Okay, either way, but 3 days. Tanar Baila learned in a Brisa. Meinekes Shemes Baila, Besoch Esrim V'Arba Chodesh. If a woman who is nursing, Rachman Atzlan, her husband dies within 24 months of the child being born. So, Hare Zu Loti Taris Veloti Nase, right? You can't get engaged, can't get married, Ad Esrim V'Arba Chodesh until, right, the 24 months, because we're, I guess the Gemara assumes consistently that if a woman becomes pregnant while she's nursing, so then that will mess up the milk, and then we're nervous, right, for the kid's life. Right? The Rebbe Meir, this is Rebbe Meir Shita. Again, just why in the world, right? Nowadays, obviously, people don't nurse that long. So, again, it's important just to, I wanted to mention this earlier, it's important just to remember what kind of time we're living in. We're living in a time of unbelievable wealth, that you can go down the street and almost every bodega, makolet, whatever country you're in, every corner has, milk, bread, cheese, etc. Right, again, back in the day, we were not so blessed to have that kind of food. Right, so for a baby to drink cow's milk by the time it's, 9 months old, it was crazy. Right, it was insane. Now, people, what do you mean? Why a kid nurses for as long as it can? Right, that's one. I guess that's what we'll just mention right now. But that's, so it makes a lot of sense. Again, 4 or 5 years. Right, it sounds crazy, but tachlis is that's where a kid got his nutrition from, certainly for 24 months. So again, we're nervous for 24 months that the woman will get pregnant, and then that will mess up her nursing. Rabbi Yehuda, Matir b'shmonas har chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda says she can get married after 18 months. And we'll explain in a second. Again, Rashi says over here, you don't have to nurse longer than that. The kid already can eat no solid food at that point. Amar Rabbi Nasan bar Yosef, hein hein divrei Beis Shammai, hein hein divrei Beis Hillel. This is machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Shabbi Shammai omrim. Shabbos Shammai Omrim Esrim V'Arba Chodesh V'Esil Omrim Shmona Asar Chodesh. Again, 24 verses 18. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, right? Ani Machria. I'll determine what the halacha is. Now, ironically, usually when we have a machria, right, we say halacha k'divrei machria. Usually, that's he's picking one shita, and you'll see in a second, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is kind of splitting them in the middle. But okay, not a classic case of being machria or machlokas. The divrei Omer Esrim V'Arba Chodesh Muteresli Nasi V'Esrim V'Echad Chodesh. Koran Beis Shammai says 24 months. Really, she can get married after 21. The divrei Omer B'Shmona Asar, according to Beis Hillel, right, one who says 18, so Muteresli Nasi V'Chamish Asar. Really, he says really can get married after 15. Why? Because when does the milk that the woman is producing get messed up? When she becomes pregnant? Only after 3 months. So tachlis is, right, if you hit the 15-month mark and you're not pregnant yet, right, so then we don't have to worry about the milk running out. Or if you hit the 21-month mark, right, you're not going to get to 24 months, right, the milk will still be good until then. Amar Ula Ula says, Al Krabi Yehuda, Amar Ma'akva, Lohiter, Rabbi Chanina, says, really, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but right, Rabbi Chanina says that Mar Ukva said that that Rabbi Chanina allowed him to marry a woman like this after 15 months. Or I guess not, but aunt, right? That's his shita. Okay, sorry. Arisa de Abaye, also the Kameh de Abaye story. Another story that Arisa Abaye's Arisa. That doesn't mean he's engaged, his fiance. It means his Oris. So Oris is like a sharecropper, someone who works his fields and they split the produce. So I'm like, Ma'u le Oris bechamishas rav chodesh. Are you allowed to get engaged to this type of woman, right? A woman who's just gave birth, is nursing, whatever. After 15 months, I'm like, Chado. First of all, the Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Whenever you have this machlokas, Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, And secondly, Beisham and Beisela, like Beisela. Sure enough, right? Machlokes. You have a parallel machlokes. Halachas like Beisela. Farmer Ula and Ula said, "Achol like Rabbi Yehuda." Sure enough, Ula said, "Halachas like Rabbi Yehuda." Farmer Mar Ukva, right? Li hider Rabbi Chanina says, "Lachar Chamishos or Chodesh." And sure enough, right? Again, we told the story that he got engaged after the 15 months of his mother giving birth. So Kol Shekin at Leares, and certainly, if you're going to. Right, take, I think just be married, right? Just to do erusin, just to get engaged. So then, ki asa l'kmeida Rav Yosef, that Abaye went up to Rav Yosef, right? Again, this is a very solid logic. This is why you should never paskin unless you know what you're talking about. Myself included, I always have to remind myself, and for whatever reason, I'm not fully clear on the halacha, so it's very important not to paskin. Because Abaye, that sounds like a lot of good logic, right? Certainly, if you're going to get engaged, you're not even getting married, then ki asa l'kmeida Rav Yosef, then he went to Rav Yosef. And Amarlei said to him, Rabbi Shmuel, what do you mean? Rabbi Shmuel both say you got to wait the full 24 months. Fine, but excluding the first day, the day of the birth, and the day of the engagement, fine. Meaning, again, that usually we hold Rabbi Meir, but again, as Rashi says over here, right, whenever it's the Darabaran and Rabbi Meir is more Machmir, we go like Rabbi Meir. Right? And so we said, yeah, what was it, yesterday, 2 days ago, Halakha Rabbi Meir, big zero stuff. So he ran after him. So that was terrible. Abaye got really upset. And Rahat Basrei, he ran after him. Tlasa Parse, 3 Parse. Family Parse Bechala. Some people say it was a Parse in the sand, which is obviously harder to run through. But he didn't get there. Meaning he blew it. He blew the Psak. Samar Abaye Abaye said, Hai Mils Dam Rabbanan, Afilu Biata, the Kutcha, low literary Inish B'makam Rabbe. Right, so in this halal, this thing that Chazal said, you shouldn't pass in front of your Rebbe, even if it's an easy shayla, like, are you allowed to have egg in kutach? Kutach is like this milk like a dip. Egg is not meat. That's obviously mutter. But Chazal said you shouldn't pass in front of your Rebbe. Why? Lom mishum demechse kapi kurta. It's not because you're going to be, not be kurta. It doesn't mean not be kurta. It means you're not going to be covered. It's not covered through Rebbe. El mishum de lom estaya milsa lememra. Because you might not be zocha to say the emes de kapshat, to say the proper halacha. I forget the fact that whether you're not knowledgeable enough, but here Abaye was obviously knowledgeable, but he was in front of his rabbi and he wasn't zocha to say the proper halacha. To ana have a gaz gamir nalei lahav mid derav Shmuel afil halachi lo mistaya milsa lemeimar, because he said I actually learned that halacha, but I forgot it. So you shouldn't pass in front of your rabbi because you won't be zocha. That's be correct. Tell Rabbi Elan the Rabbi said, "That's not benot lemei nekes. Oh, gum lasso. Right, let's say the woman gave the baby to my nekes. Again, we said talking about a woman whose husband died. Right, we said she shouldn't get married for 24 months after the birth. Let's say she's not nursing. Let's say she gave it to a nurse, right? Or she, for whatever reason, weaned him off. She had enough food." Oh, Rahman Salam, God forbid, mace, the kid died. Mutarasli, Nase Miyad, then, okay, there's no concern here, obviously, so she's allowed to get married right away. Rav Papa Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, Savar Lamebet, Uvdu Kiyamis. And Rav Papa Rav Huna thought that we should pass him like that. Amluhu Isafta, but Asafta said to them, but did he have Uvdu Vasali of Nachman? But this is exactly the exact same thing happened to me. Nachman said, nope. You gotta wait to 24. Any really? I Rav Nachman Sharlu the Bay Resh Galusa. I have a dinner of Nachman allow the women who were married to the Resh Galusa or to their kids to remarry after they gave the kids away to nurses. To Shani Bay Resh Galusa the little Hajibu, because yeah, in Echanami, because they were nervous. The women who are nursing the children are not gonna stop nursing. Right, because it's the Resh Galusa, right? Is how can you stop nursing the kid or the grandkid of the Resh Galusa? But in other cases where there's a chance that the nurse will stop, and then the woman will have to nurse again, so then we have to be concerned, and therefore she should wait the entire 24 months. So Amar Lura Papi Vason Lutisra Mehaditanya. No, so Papi said that Papa Rav Huna, again, Papa Rav Huna wanted Paskin that it was fine, right? If she's not nursing for whatever reason, she can get remarried within the 24-month window. So Papi said to them, really? Are you kidding? Right, Hare Shaisa Radufa Lele Chabesavia. Right, if a woman, Rahman Islan, lost her husband, and she used to go to her father's house in another town, right? And her husband didn't go with her. Oshahaya kas beis bala, or there was some sort of anger, there was some sort of fight. Oshahaya bala chovish beis asurim, or the husband was in jail when he died. Oshahaya bala medina sayam, or he was out of town. Oshahaya bala zakin achola, or her husband was old or sick. Oshahaya sakara zakin ailin sivitana, or she was unable to give birth. Fama pelasacha misas bala, or a woman who miscarried. Vishina ruya lele, or a woman who's not able to give birth, right? Meaning, if there's any reason that we know that this woman is not getting pregnant, right? Again, it's impossible. Right? Rabbi Meir says they still need to wait the 3 months, right? The 3 months that Chazal were matakin, right? Between a divorce or a death and the woman remarrying, so we know whose kid it is, right? If there's a kid born, let's say 6 months later, 7 months later, whatever it is, we know whose child it is. You have to wait 3 months. Right, even in all these cases where there's no way that the woman is pregnant at this point from the previous husband, still Rabbi Meir said you have to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yossi Mati the Aris and the Nesemiyad. Rabbi Yossi said his mother. Rabbi Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel Halachka Rabbi Meir Bigzerosav. Oh, that's I'm sorry, we had that today. But again, you see why in the world would you not make her wait the 24 months? We see there's a low plug. It doesn't matter. Right, we see that we should make the woman wait the 24 months regardless. So Amalei Lavadat, and he said, yeah, you're right. We forgot. We didn't really know that so much. Bilchusan Halacha is Mis Mutter, that if the kid has passed away, Rachman Al-Tlan, it's Mutter, but Gamlasu Asr, if they were finished nursing, if she weaned him, right, again, it could be that Rashi says she did it too early so she could get remarried, right, and therefore, right, it's going to be Asr for her to get married within the 24 months. Mar Bar Vashi Amar Afilu Meis Nami Asr. Right, even if the kid died, it's still Asr because Doma Kutla Leiv Az Lel Mitzvah. Right, crazy theory because maybe she killed him to get remarried, and therefore, right, we're not going to allow her to get remarried within 24 months, regardless. So she won't have time to kill her kid. And have Uvde V'Chankeze. And sure enough, there's a story like this where the mother actually strangled her kid so she could get remarried. Then the Gemara says, ah, no way, Velohi, that's crazy because he showed the Havi. That woman was nuts. Women do not strangle their kids. That's psycho. Let's get the next two dots. Tanar Barlan and Rabbeisa. Reisha Nasnola Ben Lahenik. Right, Harezu Lo Tenik Imo. Right, if they gave the nurse a child, right, a kid, right, if they paying a woman to nurse, so she can't nurse another kid with him. Right, Lo Benav Lo Ben Chabrita. Neither, whether it's her friend, whether it's her kid or a friend's kid. Paska Kima. If they gave her only a little bit of food, so chalas harbe, she has to eat more food, right? Just to make sure she has enough milk. Lo tal chalimo, right? Dvarim harayim lachalav, and she can if she's being paid to nurse, so she can't eat bad things, right? Things that will that are no good for the milk. So the Gemara says, "Ashta pana amar talo ben chavita mebaya." So the Gemara just says, "I don't understand. If you tell me she can't, if she's being paid to nurse somebody's kid, you tell me she can't nurse her own kid. Obviously, she can't nurse her friend's kid." So the Gemara says, "Well, ma'ar the tema, you might have thought, but not the chayisi lovi." Right, well, you might have thought that the whole reason she can't nurse her kid is because maybe she'll get more milk for her kid because she's going to be nervous that her kid won't eat enough, right? And then she'll mess over the other kid. Right? I mean, if she's nursing two kids and she's getting paid for one and the other one is her kid, well, she's going to give as much milk as she can to her own kid. But if it's neither of them are her child and she's just nursing two people, one she's getting paid for, one I guess is her friend's, unless she had extra, she wouldn't mess up the she wouldn't get more for the kid that she was paid for. So there, Kamash Malan, right? Again, we're not gonna therefore Kamash Malan. Therefore, she's not even allowed to nurse the other kid, even though there's no concern of that. Meaning her friend's kids, even though there's no concern for that. Paska Kema, right? Ochel is harbe. Gemara says, well, if they're giving her just a little bit of food. Right, that's in terms of the payment or whatever. So she has to eat a lot. Where is she getting this extra food from? So she has to buy her own. Right, we assume that whatever agreement that she made to nurse someone else's kid, right, she assumed that she'd be able to get extra food, right, from her own. Or on her own. Lo tal chalimo, right? She can't dvarim harayim, right? She's not allowed to eat, right, bad things. There's a mind new, what is that? Right, so what are bad things for nursing? So Amar Avkana, a bunch of stuff. Kishus, v'chazis, that's hops, and there's right, grains, different types of grains, like young grains, v'dug m'tanim, small fish, adama, ground, some people used to eat the ground. Okay, that's a little weird. Abaya, Amar Abaya says, afilu kara v'chavusha, right, different types of gourds and whatnot. Rapapa, Amar afilu kura v'kufra, unripened dates. Rashi Amar Avila Kamka Vaharsana, right? This Kutach that we talked about before, and fish brine or fried fish. And the Gemara says because minayhu poske chalva and minayhu achre chalva, and some of them make because some of them make the woman stop having milk, and some of them mess up the woman's milk and make it a little bit, I guess, I don't know, ruin it or whatever. Just, I guess, theoretically, just like if she would get pregnant. Okay, either way, we will go. We'll stop at the 2 hours. We'll go fight during the headache shots tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you listen to this.